Lori Houston's News for the Heart is dedicated to helping you give a voice to your own soul. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggles that keep us from awakening to our true essence. Join Lori now as we delve into our heart and soul to find the path that will open us to the possibilities and lead us to the life we love to live.
Good afternoon. This is News for the Heart, and I have Jean Adrian with me. Jean is with me twice a month. You can always get the live show if you connect with us on the, well, let's see. Today it's the 8th, and this month it's the 8th and the 22nd. Usually it's the first Monday and the third Monday. All right, so we're excited because we have our new teleconference starting up tonight, or this afternoon, whatever we, but this is exciting stuff. So we've got Creation of Realities. It's starting, and Jean, of course, is our first official speaker that will be talking all about DNA. It'll be very exciting. I'm like pretty pumped about this.
Oh, me too. You know, it's just like, it's like it's opening the window of opportunity for all of us. And it's the combined energies of, you know, us eight, plus the combined energies of all the people who are participating in this thing that are just amping up the frequency of creation an incredible amount.
Right. I really think it's going to be an exciting adventure, not only for everybody that's listening, but also for us. I think we're all going to learn, you know, so much. And then we're going to do it again in January. And then, of course, we have our great, well, we're going to have a book, too. I mean, this is all really exciting.
And, oh, my God, this book is so good. Because
awesome.
I've done the first pass editing on it. I'm missing one chapter, and then it will be, you know, ready to go to Sally Boyles, who's the editor for this thing. And this is some powerhouse information, people. I'm so proud of us. That's all I can say.
Yeah, it's exciting, for sure. I'm looking forward to it. Plus, and then in April, we have the cruise, which,
oh yeah,
I think it's going to be amazing.
I was dreaming about it last night, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, I went to bed kind of, I guess, focused on the telesummit for today. And all night long, I was out on the open seas having a blast. And there was just so much powerful stuff going on. And I don't know if it's going to be a full moon when we're on that or not, but I was standing on the deck of the sea, and it was at night, and there was a giant full moon in the sky, just like, you know, the one that's going to be tonight, because it's a super moon.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just in love with life.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I think it's going to be great. Now, you've had some interesting things. I want to say, you know, one of the big things. Now, obviously, we're doing this live, and it won't be produced until Friday. But, you know, we are in this super moon. And I don't know about you, but the energies of the last week have been, like, very emotional. Like, there's been a lot of stuff going on. And, I mean, I caught myself several times, you know, just ready to ream somebody with verbally, of course, not physically,
yeah.
But just, you know, just finding my emotions very off.
Raw.
Raw. Maybe that's a better word. Yeah, raw.
Yeah. You know, it hasn't gotten to me so much in the emotional place, but it's kicked my butt. It's been all I can do to stay awake. And then all of a sudden I realized, oh my God, the reason why I'm sleeping, you know, all day long and all night long is because it's the full moon energy. And it usually does. Full moon, you know, all the moon stuff usually hits me early.
Right.
You know, but I'm trying to think what day it was. Well, I've had a hard time this past week leaving my house. I sing in the choir at the Unity Church, and I just could not bring myself to leave the house Wednesday night to go to choir practice. And I didn't do, I canceled all of the outside the house stuff that I had to do except for clients this week. And I just hunkered down and stayed in my own space and slept. Saturday morning, I got up and walked the dog and I went back to bed and slept for 3 more hours. And I had slept 8.5 hours that night.
Wow.
You know, so it really, that whole Neptunian thing for me has just been very heavy.
Right.
You know, but not so much, you know, at an emotional level. I haven't, well, I've just been avoiding people. So, yeah, I didn't avoid this dadgum bees, though.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because that's an interesting thing that happened to you.
Oh, for sure. So those of you who've been listening to the show know that I became a beekeeper this year, and I got my bees back in May. And they've just been so sweet and such a delight. And I, you know, when I go out and change their little nectar bottle, you know, I just go in there, and I don't wear my clothes or my gloves or anything. I just go in there, take the thingy out, fill it up, put it back, and I leave. And so, you know, when I've gone inside the hives, yeah, I've worn my my jacket and my little funky-looking hat, so I look like a space alien, and, you know, jeans and all that. Well, so it's time now, as we're starting to get ready for winter, to start feeding them extra pollen, you know, to keep them producing a lot of honey, because it takes about 90 pounds of honey a hive for the bees to make it over the winter. And everything's predicting we're going to have a pretty harsh winter down here again this year like we did last. You know, so I bought the pollen and I mix it all up. It's the only thing I ever use high fructose corn syrup with. But, you know, Cairo syrup and pollen, you know, makes a nice little gooey mess to feed the bees. And I don't know what I was thinking yesterday, but I went out there and went into the hive with just my jacket and gloves and hat, and I had on shorts and flip-flops on the lower part of my body. And when I went into the first hive and put the thing in, they weren't happy, but they, you know, it was like no big deal. But boy, when I opened up the second hive, they went ballistic. And it was just like shades of Winnie the Pooh when the bees started chasing him. And I was running away from the hive, down the hill, and they were like all over my clothes because I had gotten that pollen patty stuff was stuck on my shorts and on my leg. And so they were like going after that and going after me. And I'm you know, tearing off my clothes and throwing it down on the ground and my shoes. I left this trail of clothes and shoes. And by the time I got to my house, I was Jaybird naked, right. You know. So it's a darn good thing there wasn't anybody else up on the mountain except for the very startled dog.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he stayed quite away from you.
He didn't quite know what to figure, you know, what was going on. Mm. And I couldn't really tell how many stings I got yesterday because they don't start to welt up for several hours. I just knew that I had been stung. And this morning I counted them. There's 16 of them.
16.
Yep.
My.
And, you know, so all I could think of was, all righty then. So other than stupidity, what is the lesson here? You know, and it is a full moon and I'm a Pisces. So it's in my first house of my upfront personal self. Right. So what have I got? Lots of welts all over the lower half of my body.
Yeah, it's, you know? It's an interesting thing because bees are very loving. Yeah. I don't know if when, I mean, I do believe that it had something to do with you opening up the hive. Mm-hmm. That it just,
yeah, I was invading their space.
Right. And then.
And I must have smushed a bee because if you smush one, they start emitting pheromones that puts them into that anger mode.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's not that I must have. I did smush some bees.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Because when I dropped the lid, when they started coming after me, you know, I probably smushed 15 or 16 of them. And that just made them worse. And they were still agitated because I have a 9,000-volt electric fence around my hives to keep the bears out. And so when I ran, I didn't hook the fence back up or turn it back on. So they were kind of like open last night, plus the fact that when I dropped that hive, the top honey super thing, it didn't go back down exactly square. Right. So there was an opening into the bottom of the hive, which that's not a good thing either. So I went back out again last night, you know, all dooted up this time to try to fix that. Well, they were still so angry that they started attacking me before I even got close to it. And I got two more stings last night on my hands and, you know, areas around the glove. There's areas on the gloves that are mesh. Right. And they got me on those. So, yeah, it was kind of a mess. So it's still... today, I'm not going back in there today.
Right.
I'm leaving it alone. I'm going to let them die down. I'm going to wait till the moon starts waning.
Well, I do think, you know, you mentioned on your Facebook that you have a smoker. I mean, that definitely calms them down. So
right.
You definitely want to do something like that when they're, if they're already still agitated and you have to do work. But wow, that was quite the emotional episode, I would say, and yeah. Emotional for them, because, you know, I think maybe you opened, there's only usually one queen bee, right?
Right. But I have one in each hive. So there's
two.
Oh,
you do?
Queens. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. Well, I don't know. Maybe she was close to the surface or something and they just wanted to make sure she was protected. Something weird happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I didn't take the smoker out because it's a royal pain to deal with that smoker and to actually, you know, it takes a while to get it, you know, fired up and actually making smoke. And yeah. What the smoke does is it masks the pheromones. Mm. So they were smelling me, you know, and they were smelling their own pheromones that they were emitting of danger, danger, Will Robinson, danger. She's a bad giant. We need to sting her a lot. You know, so I don't know. It was lesson learned.
Yes, I'm sure you only got one of the patties in. I'm taking it.
No, I actually got both of them in. The first one wasn't really a problem, but the second one, I'm not sure how much of it actually got in because I kind of slung it and let it all fall and ran.
Right.
You know, so there's like patty stuff all on the outside of one of the hives where I was touching it and it got all over my gloves. And you know, talk about a sticky mess.
Right.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah.
So when you put the lid back on the first one, would you have smushed any?
I might have.
Okay. So that might have been the pheromone. That might have been when it was released because you had no problem with the first ones.
Right.
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 Hmm. Yeah.
So there you go. So now my bees are going to have to wait a couple of days for it to all get sorted out. Or I'm going to get my bee guy to come out here. Actually, I bought two more hive bodies to give them space to expand. And he's supposed to come out this week. And I'll probably wait to fix the mess until he's there helping me. You know, because it really is a little bit much for one person. I didn't realize that. But that the honey super weighs about 45 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just chock full of brood and honey and... You know.
Wow. And have you gotten all your honey? Like, do you?
I've gotten all that I'm going to take for this year. I got a little over a gallon. But now, all the rest of the honey, it takes 90 pounds of honey a hive to get them through the winter.
And what about the beeswax?
You know, I haven't, I'm not using the kind of foundation that gives you beeswax.
Oh.
I'm using a foundation that you just extract the honey off of. Okay. It's a whole nother separate kind of stuff if you want to put the beeswax, if you want to pull that out as well. Huh. So the first time around, now next year, I'm going to do that kind because I want to make candles. Mm-hmm. But this year, no, not so much.
So in our discussion about, you know, observing our emotions and looking at focus and attention, mm-hmm. I think it's very clear that, you know, we need to really be very conscious of the emotions and the emotions around us. So maybe, you know, this bit with the bees was a big, you know, eye-opener that, you know, we know that bees can get angry, although honeybees are typically, they reply mostly to love than they do,
right.
Which is why we're losing most of our honeybees unless they're cultivated.
Yes.
I don't know that North America has any honeybees that are just in a natural environment creating their own hives and stuff. I think they're all being cultivated right now because I think from what I heard, they sort of left because of our lack of love.
Exactly. And Monsanto.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Using nicotine in pesticides.
Right.
Yeah. And fertilizers and such. Yeah. That's caused something called hive collapse. And they just leave.
Wow.
It's almost like when the Mayans left.
Right.
You know, it's
right.
Very similar, and they're very sentient beings. So, yeah, there are a lot of us who are dedicating time and flesh to cultivating the bees so they will stay and continue to pollinate. It's a very important job.
Right.
And I think that this goes farther. I think you're really onto something here, Lori, because it is so important for all of us to be present in the now moment and observe the emotions going on around us. I mean, all it takes is for you to turn on the TV news for just a half a second, and you are just bombarded with the crazy stuff that's happening right now. Kidnappings and murders, and kids taking guns to school and shooting up schools, and this whole ISIS thing. So there's a lot of angry, explosive emotion out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order to not get caught up in that, it's very important for us to be very cognizant of where those pockets of emotion are. And for those of us who are on the light path, mm-hmm. you know, walk the other way.
Yeah.
Don't get involved in it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And if you do have to go into an area where this negative emotion stuff is, make sure you're wearing your bee suit and your bee gloves.
Well, make sure you're prepared. Make sure
right.
you're observant, prepared, and ready instead of, yeah. All right, with that, we're going to go to our first break. You are listening to News for the Heart. I have Jean Adrian with me. We're talking about really the super moon that's coming up, that's tonight, but you won't hear this until after. But just, you know, being aware of our emotions, because I think that that's really important. But we're also going to talk a little bit about the Realities of Creation teleseminar that's happening tonight. And we'll talk more about, you know, focus and attention and observing our emotions. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Lori Houston, and I have a great show on bmajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications, as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685, and I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters. Do you want to become more empowered, connected with your core, guided by your heart and soul's purpose, be more balanced, and have more mindfulness? Are you searching for the answers, wanting to understand your relationships better, why your intimate relationships, friends, family, and even work colleagues can impact your quality of life? How your relationships interfere with your business, career opportunities, and even starting your own business? I'm Lori Houston. I have a free weekly advice column with bmajor.org called Heart Lessons. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggle that keep us from awakening to our true essence. You can send me your questions, or for more personal guidance, contact me at intuitivesoul.com or call me at my toll-free number 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And let's get to the heart of what matters to see your heart lessons.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at bmajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
And welcome back. This is News for the Heart. We are getting to the heart of what matters. We've been talking about a few different things about how, you know, we need to really be aware of our energies and our emotions, definitely our emotions and how it impacts us. And, you know, being prepared when you go to connect back with your bees.
Yeah. And when you go to connect with anything, I learned recently about a form of energy that I had been unaware of in the past. And you probably are already aware of it because you know so much more than I do. But when I took this seminar with Raymond Grace a couple of weeks ago, he talks about something called X energy. And that's the title of it. That's what he calls it for want of a better term. He says, I don't know what it is, but apparently it's coming onto planet Earth from a different part of the Milky Way galaxy, and it makes people on Earth kind of crazy. And he said it seems to mostly concentrate around big cities up and down the east coast of the United States. And so with my dowser, you know, I have to douse to see if I picked up X energies. And up here in the mountains where I live, there's not any. So as long as I stay, you know, in my little town or on my home on top of a mountain, then I don't get exposed to that. But I do have to go to Atlanta or through Atlanta periodically. And it would appear that no matter how much I try to prepare myself and shield myself for going into the city, when I come out, I'm covered up in it. If I take the dog's covered up in it. And I mean, it's not that hard to clear it away, but, you know, it's about being conscious of the fact that there are some interesting energies on the planet right now that we need to be awake and aware of, and we need to make sure we remove them from our bodies and our field, or at least raise our vibration so that we're not in resonance with them. Does that make sense?
It does. So you're talking about X's in the letter X.
Yeah.
It's an unidentified energy.
Yeah, like
and
X-ray. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But he just calls it that because, you know, like the X-Files, you know, he doesn't have a good definition of it, you know, what it is, where it's coming from, or why it's there. He just knows what it does. And what it does is it makes people crazy. And so I think that a lot of the stuff that we're seeing, if we do watch the news, of all this craziness of people that just seem to be more weird killings and stuff in just weird bad things going on, it's somewhat partially due to the influence of these X energies.
Right.
And, you know, and so it's pretty easy to, if you douse, to, you know, to check, to see, and I'll check myself right now. Okay. Am I subject to any X energies right now? No. Is Lori? No, you don't have any.
So it's not in Toronto, or am I just in an area, or do I just keep myself clear enough that I don't have any?
Oh, I'm getting yes, yes, and yes.
Oh, so yeah. Yes, it is in Toronto, but yes, I'm just keeping it
yes,
clear.
Yes, it is in Toronto, and no, it's not in the area where you are.
Oh, okay.
And yes, you do keep yourself pretty clear.
That's interesting because, I mean, the area that I'm in is called the Beaches, and it does feel like its own little world. It's, you know, maybe 20-minute drive to the center of Toronto, but it just has it's just a very different energy. And I think part of it's because of the lake that it keeps it nice and clear.
Yeah.
But yeah it's interesting.
Yeah. So, so it's just it's a matter of, you know, being aware. And one of the clues for me, when I'm actually grounded and present, which is not always, but one of the clues for me is if I don't feel right, if I'm feeling scritchy, if I'm having difficulty, managing anger or managing my emotions, then that's a clue to me to check and see what's messing in my body or my field, or what's out of alignment or out of balance, and then bring myself back into balance.
And so it's the energy that's attracting, like it attracts more negative energies than
yes.
Right. So that the anger or the build up the anger, the road rage, that kind of stuff, it's really. And what about depression? Like, is it building
that
on...
too? And all this crazy stuff about people, you know, causing airplanes to be diverted because of leaning back the seats.
What?
Oh, my God. Have you not heard about this?
No.
There have been like 3 and maybe 4 major airlines that have had to divert to not their destination and put people off the plane because people are getting into fights about people reclining the seats in front of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they're getting that angry that they're going off course and
to remove them? Yeah. And like the latest one was a woman and she was asleep with her head on the tray table, which, God, you wouldn't get me to put my face on that tray table. That's supposedly the most germ-ridden thing in the whole world. But anyway, she was asleep and the woman in front of her leaned her chair back and it woke her up and she started yelling and screaming. The flight attendants couldn't control her. And the pilot diverted the flight to the closest airport and they put her off and arrested her.
Wow. That's just crazy.
It's just crazy stuff. Yes, it's crazy stuff.
Wow. So this is X energy that's impacting people.
That's what I think. And I think that when you're up at 33,000 feet, above the levels of, the elements, the oxygen and that kind of stuff, then you're more vulnerable to it.
Wow. And what are they saying to do for people? Like, what are they suggesting that people do to keep themselves clear?
Just check and clear yourself.
Oh, okay. So it's as simple, because it's not meant to be here. It's not.
Just spin it off.
Right.
You know, I mean, with the pendulum, you let the pendulum spin counterclockwise and it will spin it off.
Huh.
And sometimes it takes a minute, you know, to do it. But yeah, it'll spin it off and then always replace it. You don't ever want to leave a vacuum. So you always have to replace it with something positive, like the energy of love.
Right.
You know, but yeah. But, you know, the other thing that is interesting to me is this whole phenomenon of these ISIS terrorists, because that reeks to me of Archon energy.
Okay. Tell me more about that.
Well, the Archons, they've been written about even back into the Nag Hammadi library in the Gnostic literature. It's, you know, they've been around for a long time. There's a lot of different theories about it. When I first discovered them many years ago, about 5 years ago, I suppose, I find most of my best information through physical pain on my part. Good. So having these bees do this, he's like, no, this is nothing new. So I started researching why I was having this horrible pain in my lower back that I couldn't stand up. And I got guided on the internet to this information about the gospel of the Archons. And I was intuitively guided that they were attached to me and they were not in my best interest, that I had a contract with them, but it was a contract that was created out of misinformation or a lie, because at some point in time they, you know, I was in a bad place and I cried out, God help me. well, these things call themselves God, but they're not, you know, the mother, father, balanced energy, God, that kind of thing. They're masculine energy. They're out of balance. And so the contract was, you know, they showed up at some point. They said, sure, I'll help you. And then kind of like the devil and Daniel Webster, they come back wanting your soul, you know, later on.
Hmm.
But the contracts were created out of a lie to begin with. So it's pretty easy to clear the contract. You just have to acknowledge that it's there. And I'm sorry I created this. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. Get out of my life. I liberate you and I liberate myself. You know, it's pretty straightforward.
Right.
Well, at the time that I found that about 5 years ago, the only information on the internet was led to this Nag Hammadi library and this Gospel of the Archons. Today, if you Google Archon, A-R-C-H-O-N, you will find so much information. It's all over the place. And this information is coming into so many different people about these entities. And some of them say that they're ETs. Some of them say, you know, I mean, they're everybody and their brother has a theory about it now. And I find this quite interesting. I just finished reading Carl Johan Kalaman's new book called The Global Mind and the Rise of Civilization. And I'm actually interviewing him tomorrow night on my radio show on The Awakening Zone. And he is talking about the development of our mind and common consciousness or mass consciousness as it relates to the Mayan calendar and the long count and the days and nights of the long count. And so basically he's positing that as consciousness has increased and it has done this every time there's a day in the long count, there's a quantum leap and we went from nothing to sticks and perpendicular lines. And then the next thing was circles and, you know, sun disks and things like that. And then pyramids and the pyramid builders came and they built pyramids all over the globe. You know, it's kind of like the 100th monkey thing. And I think that our consciousness has gotten up high enough now where everybody's beginning to realize that there's this polarity of the dark and the light. And it's manifest in so many different ways. And so the archons would be a dark energy that attempt to manipulate through fear. So.
Well, we certainly have enough fear that we really don't need added bonuses for us, but
right, exactly.
It is the way that, because there are so many different universes out there. I mean, everybody is very curious as to how we are going to take our next evolutionary step, as how we are going to, you know, move in the direction that we've sort of failed for how many, you know, millions of years. So it is an interesting time where we do get to step into this from a place of complete forgetfulness, from the place of where we don't remember our past lives and we don't remember who we are. And so it is an interesting time where, you know, there are beings that don't want us to succeed. And there certainly have been here on the planet. They say that some of them are no longer allowed on the planet because we raised our vibration to a certain point. But, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I think that there are a lot of energies out there, whether they're, you know, intentional or not. There's a lot of energies out there. And, of course, there's nothing like fear to control and manipulate us to getting what they're wanting versus what we want. So it comes back to, you know, being ultra aware of, you know, our emotional state and also, you know, knowing that this emotional state that we have is within our charge, within our control to shift, to change.
Yes.
And, you know, to always recognize that, you know, I know that whenever you know, something happens where I'm close to somebody with road rage and I feel that energy building and, you know, feel myself getting upset, I just laugh at myself because it's just so silly.
Yeah.
You know, it's all so silly, but because we take life so seriously, I mean, if we could just get to that place where we understand that, you know, these things are not happening to us. They're easy to clear. Because they really are easy to clear. Nobody is allowed to interfere with us anymore. It's
right.
Just we're, one, not being aware enough that it's there, and two, you know, getting dragged into the "it's happening to me again," and, you know, getting confused and not knowing how to pull ourselves out. I mean, it's a really fascinating time that we're in.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, that really, I think, is sort of the point of what we're talking about here, that it doesn't have to be difficult. We just have to be aware, and as soon as we're aware, the answer to it all is love.
Right.
You know, and as long as we can move into that place of love or laugh at it or whatever, that we shift that energy, we change our perspective, and then everything can move into a better direction.
Right. Right. And we really just, it, you know, it is as simple as being aware. It's just that we get caught up. We live our life so not in the moment, so caught up in, like, the things that are happening around us. Like, we live our life externally. We live our life by, you know, all these things that are outside of us and how they impact us and how they affect us. And we forget that it's such a simple task to, you know, to really just center yourself, go within, clear up this energy, be aware, you know, the anger is likely not yours. I mean, anger, for one, is never a primary emotion. And if
right.
it's yours, that means that there's something underneath it. But otherwise, if anger just sort of happens, you know, if anger just sort of happens to you and all of a sudden you're in this rage or mini rage or wanting to have a temper tantrum, I mean, you need to find out. I mean, is this really yours? Is there something that's really warranting this kind of stress on your immune system, your thyroid, your adrenals? I mean, is it really worth the stress that we put ourselves through when we get so caught up in anger and anxiety? And it's so harmful for our bodies. It's so painful.
Exactly. Yes.
Like, so painful.
You know, and what it really all boils down to, in my opinion, Lori, is choice. We're going to choose that, or are we going to choose something better?
Yeah, but it's like the choices, they're always simple choices. I mean,
mm-hmm.
but it's just we're so asleep sometimes that we
yeah.
just forget how powerful we are, how much in charge we are, and how it's not really something that's happening to us. It's just something that's happening.
Right. Yeah, you know, it's really kind of hard to stay out of that when somebody pulls out in front of you without looking and flips you a finger like you did something wrong. You know, it's very easy to match that energy.
Very.
You know, and we don't need to be going there.
No.
Because you don't know, they might actually have a gun in their car.
Well, I mean, that's the crazy thing. I mean, you have no idea. Like, it's
right.
it's so... Like, you might feel on edge or like you have all of this adrenaline that's pushing you. But, you know, there's a lot of crazy people out there. So, yeah, I mean, you really don't know. And to, you know, push other people's buttons, we know what road rage does. I mean, we've seen it where they get out of their cars and they, you know, like, it's crazy. And so now you're saying that there's energies that are impacting us that are doing this. It's just something to be aware. It's just something that you need to constantly be checking, to be conscious, to want to create something with love instead of this fear that we get caught up in. All right, we're going to go to our next break. You are listening to News for the Heart. We are getting to the heart of what matters. I think our next segment, we are going to talk again about realities of creation just because it's such an important thing, and it starts or will have started by the time you listen to this. So you are listening to News for the Heart, and we'll be right back. Hi, I'm Lori Houston, and I have a great show on BeMajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications, as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters. Do you want to become more empowered, connected with your core, guided by your heart and soul's purpose, be more balanced, and have more mindfulness? Are you searching for the answers, wanting to understand your relationships better? Why your intimate relationships, friends, family, and even work colleagues can impact your quality of life? How your relationships interfere with your business, career opportunities, and even starting your own business? I'm Lori Houston. I have a free weekly advice column with BeMajor.org called Heart Lessons. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggle that keep us from awakening to our true essence. You can send me your questions or for more personal guidance, contact me at intuitivesoul.com or call me at my toll-free number 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And let's get to the heart of what matters to see your heart lessons.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at BeMajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
And welcome back. This is News for the Heart. We are getting to the heart of what matters. We've been talking all about our emotional state and, you know, being aware. And I think it's been very clear and important that we really connect in and become, you know, much more conscious of our emotional state so that we can be in charge of it. And of course, it's something internal. It's not really something external. We think that things are happening to us, so we allow events that outside of us impact us. But really, it's all about, you know, getting centered and just not letting those things impact us. So I have Jean Adrian with us, and our great Creation of Realities teleseminar is beginning tonight. Now, of course, for those who aren't listening live, that means it started last Friday or last Monday, because it's going to be on Fridays.
Mondays and Thursdays.
Okay. Yes. Oh, so there'll be two by the time these people, is there somebody on the 11th? Yes. Leslie is.
Mm-hmm. Leslie. Yeah. And they can listen to it. If you missed it live, it's okay, because they'll be out there replaying forever, and it's all free. So, you know, you didn't really miss anything.
Nice.
You can just go click the same link. But you have to, in order to get the link, you have to register. You got to go. You got to put a little skin in the game. So it don't cost you anything, but just a little effort. Go to www.realitiesofcreation.com and sign up for the teleseminar. And then that will put you in our autoresponder rotation so that you'll get an announcement for each of the shows the day before they occur with the link. Of how you can either click into them, or you can call in if you're in the United States. You can call into the show for free, you know, and you can join that way. And then as soon as you do that, you get unlocked for you all of the freebies. And you'll also get access to the pages of the special offers. Each of the presenters is doing their own special offer. Like my special offer, my sessions, privates with me, are normally $144. And so I'm doing a special for all the people on the seminar of $111, so it's $33 off. And then for one lucky listener, the first person who contacts me wanting to do this private with me, I'm going to give it to him for half price of $77.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And yeah, I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot of people that are working on this, and I think, you know, everybody's going to have, you know, a lot of excitement. Now, you're starting on tonight or at 5 p.m. So if you were listening, if you're listening now, it's live at 5. If you're getting this on Friday the 12th, then you'll be able to go back and listen to Jean's and Leslie's. So tell us a little bit. You're going to talk about DNA.
Yeah. So, yeah, basically the thrust of my presentation is the fact that I think that our DNA is the most misunderstood and underrated part of our human body, because nobody really knows what it is. You know, scientists have one idea. Quantum physicists have another idea. The medical profession has a third idea. And those of us who play in the channel, you know, we're getting a whole other different set of information about it. And probably what's correct is somewhere in the middle of all of that. I don't know. I don't want to say my way is the only way or the highway. But I'm pretty sure that for a scientist to say that 98% of our DNA is junk is pretty conceited. Because I don't know about you, but my mama said God didn't make no junk. So I don't buy that.
Right.
So what I'm going to be doing tonight is I'm going to be putting out a series of questions, what if questions, because that's my latest fun thing to play in is what if.
Right.
Because what if, it's almost like, it's like the power of and, rather than going or, which is very limiting, if we look at this and that and the other, it's very inclusive. Well, what if, I think, gives us the ability to widen our viewfinder and increase our perspective and, you know, rather than trying to get too hard and fast about what is.
Right.
So, yeah. So what if our DNA was way more powerful than we ever imagined? What could we do with that? So I'm going to suggest that we could talk to our DNA on a regular basis like you and I are talking today, and we could play with our DNA, and we could enlist the assistance of our DNA, because I believe that our DNA has a consciousness. I believe that it's sentient because this is a holographic universe, and I think pretty much everybody will agree with that.
Right.
So if you buy that one, then if I'm sentient and I have a soul and I have a soul purpose, then as above, so below, everything within me, all the little components, my cells, my organs and glands, and my DNA must have a soul, a consciousness, and a purpose. So why not ask it to hook up with me and, hey, listen up, DNA, let's do something together. How about, you know, let's make something more wonderful than we ever dreamed of together.
Right.
And kind of go with it from there. So one of the last thing I'm going to do in my presentation today is going to be a meditation, and I'm going to take everybody into a place of receptive consciousness, and there you know, I'll make some suggestions of how to talk to our DNA, and we'll all do it together.
Nice.
And then see what happens.
Nice.
Because I'm thinking that by January, when we do this again, we will be past masters at working with our DNA.
I agree. And by the time we get to the cruise, we'll just be creating something really special.
Absolutely. Because there's no reason not to.
And you had asked earlier when we were talking about this in the beginning, whether there was going to be a full moon during the cruise. And April 4th, we're actually having an eclipse, a full moon eclipse. Well, it's a partial, but it's a full moon. So therefore, April 5th will definitely still be a full moon. So it'll be exciting. And my class is going to be on the 15th. And I'm going to be doing a special where I'm going to do I'm going to help you get really, really clear. So it can be done in several different ways. You can choose how you want to do it. But I'm going to be offering people to do a clearing. It can be done through meditation. It can be done remotely. It can be done. You could choose instead to have a reading or a Kuan Yin. And I'm discounting everything from what typically is a $400 to only $97. So,
whoa.
I know.
Okay, sign me up.
I like to make sure we got it good. But yeah, so that will be before our next show. Our next show is going to be on the 22nd. So hopefully we will be right into getting all of this stuff going. And I'm excited about it. Mine, of course, is on the heart, the power of the heart, and learning how to do that. But join us this starting tonight. And if you get this on the 12th and are listening to it on the 12th, you know, the shows will still be there for you to listen to. The specials will still be there for you to listen to. And this is also very exciting. So
absolutely.
You've been listening to News. Oh, no, we've still got some time. I'm thinking that we're running out of time here, but we still got a few more minutes.
Cool.
So sorry about that. I was about to wrap up. But yeah, so mine is going to be, what is Leslie's going to be?
Leslie's is about emotional mastery and emotional freedom. Hmm. Once you become the master of your emotions, you open the door to yourself for freedom. So, you know, not allowing your emotions to be the driver of your vehicle. And so she's got a lot of information about that and ways where we can go find things. One of the things, you know, in reading her chapter of the book that I just loved was she talks about words. And one of the suggestions was to make lists of words that plug you in, that have a charge for you, and work with those words and try to figure where the charge came from. You know, why does this word upset you so much? Hmm. You know, and let it go, and, you know, become the master of your emotional words, which is, I thought was a pretty neat concept, because, you know, they do. So, you know, for example, when I went to this Raymond Grace workshop, this guy, he's pretty down to earth. I mean, he's a good old country boy. And so he used what I considered to be some derogatory words describing the sexual parts of a woman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And need I say more? No. but I found it offensive. And until I realized that, you know, that's just his frame of reference. That's how he was raised. He doesn't see it any different. He didn't mean anything derogatory by it. That's just what he grew up calling the parts, you
right.
know? And so then I had to figure out, okay, why did him using those words upset me so much? And when I went back into it, I could remember times when I heard people talking about me or other women that way, and how I felt, how my body felt, because my body heard it. You know, and so it was almost like it had a charge on it because of the way it made my body feel. I recoiled.
Right.
Yeah.
And
so,
I think that's pretty normal to certain things. I mean, I think that's what we do, is that we tend to have reactions like that. And mm-hmm. I mean, that's also, you know, in going with the power of the heart, you also need to understand your emotions. So it'll fit nicely with the right before my teleclass for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's very exciting.
Yes.
And then after that, do we know who is on?
I don't remember who the next one is, but some of the others, Julia Griffin is talking about being in integrity and, you know, creating from our true self.
Lynn Waldrop is Thursday, September 18th.
Okay. She's talking about body consciousness. And she's a medical intuitive. And so she has the gift of being able to sort of dive down into your mouth and just kind of go down inside your body and find the things that are not in alignment with your divine blueprint and help you to either correct them or point you in the direction of somebody who can help you correct them. But she believes everything's possible, you know, so she definitely is going to offer up some of that. But basically, she's going to be talking about the consciousness of the body and how the consciousness of the body gets shaped by what the body hears, kind of what we were just talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's what hers is about.
Cool. And then you'll be back on the 22nd, which is when we have Kathleen. We'll talk about that on the 22nd, and we'll finish up the rest of the people so that everybody knows what's happening. Now it's time to close. You've been listening to News for the Heart. Thanks again, Jean. It's always fun.
My pleasure.
And we've been getting to the heart of what matters. Join us again in 2 weeks.
Have a question for Lori and want to be on the next News from the Heart show? Drop us a line via instant feedback at bmajor.org. News from the Heart is brought to you by Intuitive Soul and is produced by Major Radio for Clear Channel's iHeartRadio and bmajor.org.